Polly's Island, A Lowcountry Tale, by Dorothea Benton Frank, read by the author. This book is for the beautiful woman who redefined the term sister, Lynn Benton Bagnell. Tangled. We return to hear the waves rolling onto the beach, one after the other, connecting us like blood. We were listening long before we came here, remembering wind, spinning salt through interrupted sunlight. This is a place where dreams return as fish bones tangled in seaweed. Whatever sorrows come are folded into the sea, rinsed clean and kept, unbearable secrets. Marjorie Heath Wentworth, South Carolina Poet Laureate. Prologue. People have secrets. Everyone does. And at one point or another, many people say they would like to run away and start life over in a place where no one knows their business. I know that I have felt that way more than once, and I am no stranger to disaster, and most certainly no one would ever call me a coward. Coward or not, sometimes you just want to slip away into the night. What drives us to that point? Did you do something horrible, or did something horrible happen to you? Maybe you just feel like you need some anonymity. You have endured all the questioning, opinion-giving, and gossiping humanity you can bear. It's time to strip away everything, all the clutter and noise, and look at your life, how it got to that point, and figure out what you intend to do about it. At least, that's how it was for me. When my tragedies occurred,